Qu'est-ce qu'il y a faute? Qu'est-ce qu'il y a faute sur Bale? Il est passé de toute façon. Il résiste à la faute de Bartra.
La Punt with Michael Wood.
Hello, day number 3 of the Euros, here with William Hill. Welcome along to the Punt podcast. It's Michael Wood here to take you through all the betting ahead of the 3 matches on day 3. We have Turkey taking on Croatia, Poland against Northern Ireland, and world champions Germany take on Ukraine. Over the course of the podcast, we'll hear country finals with Lee Phelps. We've got Emre Sarıgül from TurkishFootball.com, the biggest Turkish football website in English, to give us the lowdown on Turkey against Croatia. We've got Derek McGovern assessing Northern Ireland's chances against Poland. We also have Stefan Bankowski, a Bundesliga expert, to give us his thoughts on Germany against Ukraine. I'll also be giving you a quiz question, which will be coming shortly, with the answer being revealed at the end of this podcast. But let's go to our first port of call on Sunday's edition of the Punt podcast, with Turkey taking on Croatia. And to give us a bit of a background on Turkey, here's Country Files with Lee Phelps.
Welcome to Turkey, the birthplace of St. Nicholas, who was born far from the North Pole, in Patara. Oil wrestling is the national sport here, so don't be surprised to see the spectacle of two bulky men stripped to the waist, doused with olive oil, grappling under the hot sun. It's a 654-year-old tradition here, and a sight to behold. If you're out eating, you may well get some chicken breast in your pudding as well. It's a strange blend of boiled chicken, milk and sugar, dusted with cinnamon. The locals love it.
Our thanks to Lee Phelps there. And Turkey against Croatia is our first game on Sunday, kicking off at 2 o'clock. Latest prices here with William Hill. Turkey 11-4 for the win. The draw is 2-1, and Croatia are 6-5 for the win. This game is pretty interesting in that it sees a repeat of the Euro 2008 quarter-final, where in dramatic fashion, Turkey beat Croatia on penalties to reach the semi-finals. Turkey are a side who have improved position in every Euro Championship tournament that they have been in. With being knocked out in the group stage in Euro 96, they then moved on to reach the quarterfinals in Euro 2000, and then a very strong campaign in Euro 2008 saw them reach the semi-finals. With that in mind, I asked Emre Sarıgül if Turkey were being underestimated at this year's tournament.
I think Turkey are genuinely being underestimated. I mean, they had a nightmarish start to their qualification campaign, but ever since they turned things around, they haven't looked back. They've only lost once in their last 16 games, and that defeat came at the Etihad against England. And, I mean, the first goal from Harry Kane was a bit... It looked like an offside. Well, it was an offside.
It was offside, wasn't it? Yeah.
And they performed pretty decently. They go into the competition with under no pressure, which is quite rare for a Turkish side. I mean, usually there's an intense barrage of media and media pressure and public expectation. But due to the way they qualified, most people are just happy to be in the competition. But I think they could pull off a surprise. And it's worth noting that Fatih Terim, the current manager, was in charge of the team that reached the semi-finals in Euro 2008. And this is a stronger side than he had back then, with far fewer injury problems.
Well, let's take a look at this game then, the opener for Turkey against Croatia. And we've already mentioned that amazing game between these two in 2008 when Turkey knocked Croatia out to reach the semi-finals. Are you expecting another exciting encounter here?
I'm expecting a pretty open game. Both sides' major strengths is in midfield. Plenty of creative talent in the midfield. Turkey's weak point is their defence, and they probably will give up chances, so they're going to have to play on the front foot. And they do have players capable of creating something special, such as Bayer Leverkusen playmaker Hakan Çalhanoğlu. I mean, he's a free kick specialist, so any set piece is going to be a danger. And there's former Arsenal youth player Ozan Özyurkup, who's had a terrific season at Beşiktaş, who won the league title in Turkey. And a few other players who listeners might not have heard of. There's an 18-year-old kid called Emre Mor. Now, he only got into the side after making two caps with the Turkish national side. He just earned a big money move to Borussia Dortmund, and he looks like a terrific talent. He could be really exciting and want to keep an eye on.
You mentioned a couple of players to watch out for, particularly Emre Mor, as you mentioned, just joining Borussia Dortmund. 17-5 to score any time with William Hill. Barak Yilmaz, the main striker, really, on the betting at 12-5. And he's also part of the enhanced offer of Yilmaz to score and Turkey to win. It was 5-1. It's been enhanced to 7-1. And Emre, can I get a score prediction from you for Turkey's opener against Croatia?
It's going to sound a bit biased. Turkey 2-1.
Turkey 2-1. Well, Turkey 2-1 is currently available at 12-1 here with William Hill. If you fancy both teams to score and Turkey to win, that's available at 13-2. Our thanks to Emre Sarıgöl for his contribution on the podcast. Make sure you get your bets on with William Hill, sports.williamhill.com, and check the football pages there for the latest betting on Turkey against Croatia. And you can also have a look at it on the William Hill app as well. But just a couple of lines on Croatia, being mainly focused on Turkey. But let's have a quick look at Croatia. And interestingly, they've only lost just one of their last six group games in the Euros. So it's going to be a tough task for Turkey to actually beat them. And if you're looking for a goal scorer for Croatia, then Mario Mandzukic is probably your man. He scored three of Croatia's four goals at Euro 2012. He's currently 19-10 to score any time against Turkey. And to open the scoring in that game, he's available at 11-2. Well, let's move on to our second game on Sunday, and it's a big day for Northern Ireland. They take on a very strong Poland side, and this leads us to our quiz question, which is, in which country was the Titanic built? So which country was the Titanic built? The answer for that will be revealed at the end of this podcast, should I remember it, but make sure you stay tuned for that. Well, we said that Derek McGovern will be previewing the home nations games for William Hill on the Punt podcast during the Euros. And he's been taking a look at Northern Ireland against Poland. And he starts by looking at who will pose the main danger to Michael O'Neill's side.
Lewandowski, what a player he is. He's a fella I wasn't too sure about in his early years. But, you know, he's done it in the Champions League time after time. And he looks a proper international. And I think the Northern Ireland defenders will be going, having sleepless nights about facing him. You know, Poland 4 years ago, they were a host nation, weren't they? One of the two host nations, and it was a woeful campaign. Finished bottom of their group without a win as well. So you'd have to say that expectations might not be too high for them, but they will be in this game, which is why the bookies make them make them odds-on favourites to win it. It's a squad, the Polish squad, packed with names straight off an optician's eyesight test. Northern Ireland with names like Kyle Lafferty and Johnny Evans are making up the numbers. Poland with names like Wawrzyniak, Jodlowicz and Starzynski, they're making up the names, I think. It's it's a commentator's nightmare. It's a punter's nightmare as well, because Poland should win this, but they're odds on, and you're always worried about backing teams that are odds on against Northern Ireland, because they love upsetting the apple cart. It's against mug teams like, dare I say Iceland and teams like that, that Ireland come a cropper against. When they play against a decent nation, and I suppose Poland would have to come into that category, they raise their game unbelievably. There'll be an awful lot of punters back in Northern Ireland there at 5-1, but this is the hottest level of international competition, and I can't see Poland slipping up in this one. Northern Ireland have been talking about the importance of not losing their first game. Their manager, Michael O'Neill, has been pretty public about that, which indicates that they'll be going for a 0-0, and Northern Ireland are pretty good at that. But I just think Poland with Lewandowski in the side are good enough to break them down. So I've got to go for Poland here. I know they're odds on, and it's not a price you like taking in the first group games. But it's not heavy odds on. It's not that far off evens. So I'm going to go for Poland.
Poland to win the game 7-10. Michael O'Neill's worked wonders with this squad, really, Derek, because you look through that you look through that team and you think, how have they managed to make the Euros?
Well, exactly, exactly. I mean, not only that, they topped their group. You know, 10 games, only one defeat. And then you think, well, that's unbelievable for Northern Ireland. And then you look what else was in their group, and then you think, Romania, Hungary, Finland, Faroe Islands, and Greece. Okay, you know, apart from the Faroe Islands and maybe Greece of late, they're not the mugs of all time, but they're not great teams either. So I suppose the fact that Ireland qualified shouldn't surprise us that much, but the fact they qualified in first place should. I don't know what it is he's doing. I really don't know what it is he's doing, Michael O'Neill. I mean, he's worked wonders. He's worked absolute wonders for them. And he claims that Northern Ireland will be everyone's worst nightmare at the Euros. Well, watching it, well, watching their games will be the worst nightmare because you know exactly what you're going to get from them. But I just can't see them not losing to Poland.
So Derek thinks the class of Poland will be too much for Northern Ireland. And let's take a look at the betting. Poland are at 8-11. The draw is 12-5. Northern Ireland are at 9-2. And two enhanced offers that have caught my eye. The first one is Lewandowski to score, who Derek mentioned is in fine form, a real threat to Michael O'Neill's side. He scored 13 goals out of the 33 goals that Poland scored during the qualifying campaign, so he does pose a big threat. Him to score in a Poland win was 7-5. It's now been enhanced to 7-4. But it's interesting that Poland have actually failed to win a single game at the Euros in their history. They've drawn three and lost three of their six games, and that is a Euro record. So that'll be something that they'll be very keen to change. In terms of Northern Ireland, well, Kyle Lafferty is the big man for them. He's had a couple of fitness concerns in the last week or so, but he does look set to lead the line. His eight goals in their qualifying campaign was key for them, and I do like the enhanced offer on Lafferty to score and Northern Ireland to win. It was 17-2. It's now a huge price of 12-1. So there's two bets there to have a look at. Well, we've heard from Derek McGovern, but let's now hear the thoughts of a man who has been in plenty of big games. Here's former Northern Ireland international midfielder Neil Lennon on his country's chances on Sunday.
Yeah, I think Lewandowski is similar to what Gareth Bale brings to Wales. You know, he's just got that star quality. He's a standout player in most squads, but certainly in the Poland squad, you know, Lewandowski would be the big threat. And you know, he scored a lot of goals in qualification, something like 13. You know, he's leading goal scorer at Bayern Munich, one of the top teams in Europe, and he obviously is a man to watch very closely.
Our thanks to Neil Lennon and Derek McGovern for their thoughts on Northern Ireland against Poland. Well, let's move on to the final game on Sunday, which sees world champions Germany take on Ukraine. The current betting, Germany, the big favourites here at 6-10. The draw is 11-4. Ukraine are 11-2. And some exciting enhanced odds offers available here. Thomas Muller to score and Germany to win. It was 7-5, is now 7-4. And if you fancy Ukraine to win here, well, why don't you have a look at Andrei Yarmolenko to score and Ukraine to win. It was 15-2. It's now a big price of 12-1 if that floats your boat. So a couple of really eye-catching bets here and a couple of eye-catching stats in this one as well. First of all is that Germany have never lost an opening game at the Euros, making Ukraine's test here on Sunday that much harder. And the other one that's really interesting is that Germany are unbeaten against Ukraine. They've had two wins and three draws in the last five games between these two. And the last two games saw 11 goals between these two. So goals are definitely worth considering in that one. And if you look at the William Hill Consult, plenty of goal-scoring markets and goal bets to have a look at. And there's a couple that have really caught my eye in this one currently. And it's over 3.5 goals. So a total of over 3.5 goals between Germany and Ukraine at 12-5. I think that's a cracking looking bet. So those are the bets that have caught our eye. Now let's have a look at how Germany have been limbering up. And to do that, here are the thoughts of German football expert Stefan Bienkowski.
I don't think the level of expectation or pressure has been as high as it was before Brazil. I think Lowe has obviously since winning the World Cup, has been afforded far more patience and time to really do what he wants, which and far fewer questions asked of him than there was 2 years ago. Now, aside from that, there have been setbacks, to say the least, in terms of Gundogan, Antonio Rudiger picking up injuries, and of course Bastian Schweinsteiger, and not to mention Marco Reus as well. I'm just rhyming them off the top of my head. I keep forgetting one or two because there have been so many people who have had to pull out of this competition. But as ever with Germany, there's always a fair amount of strength and depth. So the starting 11 should be still quite strong going into this competition, but they've had to jump some hurdles even before a ball's been kicked.
Well, let's get stuck into the match, Germany against Ukraine. The current match betting, Germany 4-7. No surprises there for the win. The draw, 14-5. Ukraine are 11-2. How do you see this one panning out, Stefan?
I think Ukraine are probably a wee bit better than some people have been giving them credit for. But I'd be just very surprised if we don't see Germany pick this one up quite comfortably. You know, the Germans haven't looked great in the pre-tournament friendlies, and they look quite sloppy in qualification. But at the end of the day, this squad's just full of so much experience, and I think what's really vital is they just know how to win when they have to. And against the Ukraine team, who might be doing quite well, I think there's still a fair gulf in talent. So I'd be very surprised if Germany struggled with this match. I think they want to be sure to pick up 3 points against this team, and to make sure they pick up as many points as they can before going into that final game against Poland.
In terms of goal scorers, Stefan, Thomas Müller is one that immediately catches the eye. 11-10 score any time. He's 130 to open the scoring. Is he the one you'd be expecting to get on the score sheet?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, when it comes to international tournaments and just general football at Bayern Munich, Thomas Müller is just an outstanding goal scorer. Don't ask me how he does it. It's almost impossible to define what he's good at, but he does. He's always there in the right place at the right time. And with Germany, it certainly seems as though they do seem to have something of a striker problem. We might see Mario Gomez feature in this game if Ukraine decide to be exceptionally defensive. But as things stand, Thomas Müller is the key man up front, I would think. And he would be my bet for a first goal scorer, almost certainly.
Stefan, in terms of a score prediction, what would you be going for?
I think Germany would do well to keep a clean sheet. The Ukrainians actually have some decent firepower, but I think, I think this is going to be quite a comfortable win. I'll go for 2-0 to Yogi Löw's German side, the world champions.
Our thanks to Stefan for his views on Germany against Ukraine. Before I forget, it's time for the answer for our quiz question. Remember, our question was, which country was the Titanic built in? Well, of course, it was Northern Ireland, so hopefully you got that. Well, that's all of Sunday's action wrapped up here on the Punt Podcast. Our thanks to Emre, Derek, Stefan and Neil Lennon for their thoughts on all of the games. And just a quick recap on the betting of those three matches. So first of all, look at Germany against Ukraine. Germany, the big favourites here at 6-10. The draw is 11-4 and Ukraine are available at 11-2. In terms of Poland and Northern Ireland, Poland are at 8-11. The draw is 12-5, Northern Ireland are at 9-2. And the game which kicks the day's action off, Turkey against Croatia. Turkey at 11-4, the draw is 2-1. And the away side, Croatia, are available at 6-5 for the win. So make sure you get your bets on with William Hill. Also, for live in-play betting coverage, in-play radio is live from noon to cover all the action. And remember to tune in to the Punt Podcast daily for all the best pre-match tips during the duration of the Euros. Monday sees Spain take on the Czech Republic at 2 o'clock. The Republic of Ireland face Sweden at 5 o'clock. And a mouth-watering tie to finish off the day with Belgium taking on Italy at 8 o'clock. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Euros Punt Podcast. Make sure you download this via audioboom.com. And you can also check us out on iTunes as well. Till next time, enjoy your betting with William Hill. And the Punt Podcast will be back to preview Monday's action for Euro 2016.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.